When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, here we go, guys. Another day and another young athlete now has passed away. This is actually coming from the world of the NFL. Now, yesterday was the NFL draft, and today we find out that a former New York Giants player has now died suddenly at the very, very young age of 28. 28 years old. He was found deceased in his own home. Why is this happening? Don't have an answer. I really don't. But when I see a very, very young athlete die, I got questions. I mean, athletes are supposed to be physically fit. Now, could he have had some underlying health condition? Yeah, he could have. Now, we're not talking about the level of 2022 when we saw very young athletes dropping like flies. I mean, it was astonishing, man. We were talking about 15-year-olds, 18-year-olds, roughly in that range of 13 to 25. Now, this former New York Giants player, and he played with other teams as well, he was only 28 years old, and his name was Corey Cunningham. Wow. This one here is astonishing, man, and the Patriots put out a statement because he played for the Patriots. Of course, the Giants and teammates as well have come out and made statements. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Ex-Giants lineman. He was an offensive tackle. Corey Cunningham, dead at 28, 18 months after final NFL game. His career comes to an end, and 18 months later, he's dead. Man, so very young. It says here, former New York Giants offensive lineman Corey Cunningham was found dead in his home on Thursday. He was only 28. The Giants released a statement saying, quote, "We are saddened to hear of the passing of Corey Cunningham. He was a vital part of the spirit and camaraderie of the locker room. Our thoughts are with Corey's family, friends, and teammates," CBS News reported. The Clifton Police Department said that no foul play is suspected at this time, according to ESPN. No cause of death has yet been reported. So I'm assuming that they're probably going to end up doing an autopsy, and maybe we'll find out in a month to a couple of months. Not really sure. But goes on here. It says Cunningham signed with the Arizona Cardinals in 2019 after the team picked him as the 7th round pick. He formerly played at the University of Cincinnati after missing a portion of his Cardinals rookie season due to a foot injury. He was traded to the New England Patriots, where he played a few seasons before being signed by the Giants in 2021. He played 12 games over the next 2 years before being cut from the team in 2022. Cunningham played in 31 career games with 6 starts. So he definitely didn't have a very, very long career, man. Came into the league in 2019, and by looks like 2022, he was out of the league, man. Several teammates took to social media to express their shock and sorrow over the loss. And Justin Pugh here, he put this out right here, pulling up Etsy here so I can see the full statement. He says, "I was in Arizona when we drafted Corey Cunningham in 2018. He moved on to the New York Giants and was living in New Jersey this past year. Quick story. We would invite him to the OAL dinner every week, even though he wasn't on the team, which doesn't happen ever. Team dinners are for players on the team only, except for Corey, solely because he was beloved by all the guys, regardless if you knew him or not. He tells stories and we laugh our asses off all night. Today is a sad day, but I always remember the good times and the laughs. Everyone who knew Corey Cunningham was better for it. The world lost a great soul." Man, interesting right there. He was invited to team dinners, even though he wasn't on the team. Man. Says here, safety Jason Pinnock commented on the loss on Instagram. ESPN added, quote, "This one hurt. Regardless of what you was going through, you wore the biggest smile. You was the first person to come help me move when I was getting settled in at the New York Giants. Middle of the camp and you friending to me on the team and learn new playbook. You was the first at my house ready. Take care of yourselves and call your friends, please. I love you, brother," he wrote. Man. Man, sad day, man. Very, very sad day. And I believe Outkick over here actually has some other tributes here as well. And, of course, that's the Giants post right there. Dan Duggan here writes, "Putting football aside, Darren Waller is a great ambassador for mental health. It was important to hear him talk about his struggles after the tragedy with Corey Cunningham. Quote, God, he was a good dude," Waller said. "It's so sad, just a great personality, but you never know what people have going on behind all that. That hitting me. I don't know what they're saying right there. It was tough to hear. Maybe he was saying that hit me hard right there, but that's an error right there. Man. Cincinnati Bearcats put out, "We're heartbroken at the news of the passing of Corey Cunningham. Corey was a Go Bearcats football captain with an incredible work ethic and an infectious personality. He will be sorely missed, and our thoughts are with his family, friends, and teammates." And the Patriots here, they put out a post too as well. "The New England Patriots are saddened to learn of the unexpected passing of Corey Cunningham. We extend our heartfelt sympathies to Corey's family, teammates, and all who mourn his loss." Man. So there you have it, man. Corey Cunningham passed away at 28 years old. Extremely, extremely young, man. We don't know today when will it actually be our time. But rest in peace to Corey Cunningham, man. Prayers to his family. Very, very young. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.